is truly a crime that this is not a video podcast.
It is. If only people could see us enjoying ourselves on this couch and just dancing.
We would. Do you think our listenership would double / viewership at that point?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, my name's Kevin.
I'm Dimmy.
And we're
the Gilmore guys.
We've never done that. That's not a thing we do. I don't think we should do that ever again or do it every time. Either way.
You decide. Let us know.
Yeah, vote for this on Twitter.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Also, right before recording this, I went on Twitter and said, hey guys, do you have any questions about, you know, episode 109, 110, 111, which is what we're recording right now? And no one responded, so the Q&A section not going so good right now. So I don't know if we should make it like less episode specific or just be like, hey, ask us, just do an AMA.
Didn't people, I think people were tweeting about just like asking random questions, not episode specific though.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're so far back in our Twitter mentions, I can't find them.
Oh,
right,
we're
now
just too popular on the web.
I mean, there's millions of mentions at this point. But you know what? Let's stop dicking around. Let's get to it, shall we?
Let's.
Okay. Because, well, first of all, welcome to the Holocast.
Welcome. No.
What?
Didn't we talk about this?
What?
We didn't talk about this. But calling it the Holocast sounds a lot like a certain...
Wait, I thought
tragedy.
I thought we knew that.
Did you know that?
Yes! That's why
I honestly had no idea. Someone pointed it out on Twitter.
Oh,
we've been
no.
calling it the Stars Holocast, and I didn't get that it was a pun until someone pointed it out on Twitter. And I was like, oh my god, I didn't mean for it to be that. We should stop.
100% meant for it to be that.
Well, I'm not going to refer to it as the Holocast.
I will, because I'm doing the intro, so
all
F
right.
you. But welcome to the Holocast. Holocast is real and it's happening right now. Ooh, we just got a new follower. I wonder who that new follower could be.
I'm sure they're not listening to this live.
By the way, Alexis Bledel couldn't make it. We hate her.
Ugh.
But she's gonna be on the next episode.
Will she though?
Yes.
Because
no, she will.
What was her excuse this time?
This time she said, I can't go. I'm going to a baby shower.
I don't believe her.
Why?
Because who does she know that's having a baby?
Maybe Liza Weil is okay. having a baby. Old right. Paris Gell.
Pair
Gells.
Pair
Maybe.
Gell.
But I mean, she already had one baby.
Yeah.
How to Get Away with Babies. That's her show. Hmm?
Is right? it? No.
No, I mean, I'm saying that's
right,
what...
Right.
If they were to do a baby shower, it could be like, how to get away with murder,
babies.
But with babies.
Right.
Because yeah, she's getting away with them.
Like how they had baby geniuses?
And they had baby geniuses too, by the way.
Smash it.
Rise of the Machines. So
we're
Alexis
still sticking around.
Alexis could not make it, but you know what? That's okay, man.
Because we got something better.
We got something even better. Let's hit it. Hang on. Just kidding. Let's hit it now.
You may know her from a series of ads about anti-smoking that aired previously. You may know her from her role as Victoria Frankenstein on Frankenstein MD. Guys, you may even know her from real life. It's Anna Lore.
Yeah!
Anna Lore? Anna Lore.
Anna Lore.
Okay, Anna Lore. I missed
Anna,
you're very
Anna
close.
Lori,
no.
Yeah. Anna Lore?
Anna Lore.
Lori.
Anna Lore.
L'Oreal. Yeah.
It's close to Lorelai, right? Lori, yeah. it's the first four letters.
Can I just say
yes.
how honored I am that on a podcast about Gilmore Girls, you guys said that I'm better than Alexis Bledel?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's contestable at all.
No.
Why would
she's
that
not
be
here
wrong?
To argue it.
Yeah. If she wants to
okay,
argue with
Claire
it,
winner.
She can come on the damn show
right.
next week or next Wednesday. We're still figuring out the release
yeah, we
schedule.
We don't know okay. what the deal is.
We're recording this, by the way, like 2 weeks in advance. So any topical humor is going to be totally lost.
Is this totally.
I realized that editing the last time. I was like, oh, this might have been funny when it happened.
Right.
This was funny 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Like all our classic Seventh Heaven humor.
We got to prepare we gotta meet like a fortune teller or something. They can tell something's gonna happen in 4 weeks.
Yeah. And, oh, and then yeah, pre-record the podcast like Minority Report style.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what the technology should have been used for.
Minority Repodcast. Well, we got one minority. Hey-o. Let's report on it.
Hey,
it's me.
What's up?
Demi's black. All right. Well,
you are.
Yeah.
You are Demi.
Are you black?
I thought I. Well, no, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well. Well, it's not like there can only be one.
It's not Highlander.
There can only be one.
Anna, what is your experience with Gilmore Girls? Had you seen it before we asked you to for this dumb podcast?
Listen, guys, my experience with Gilmore Girls is that I watched episode 9 this morning.
That is the beginning
that's
and the
it.
End.
That's where it starts and ends.
Nice.
What was your perception of the show before you
before
watched it?
Before I watched mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, like, obviously you must have heard about it in the culture, or maybe like a friend watched it.
Yes, I knew of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely left an impression, it sounds like. That's okay. All right. So you saw one episode today.
And I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
You did like it.
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Great.
I did like it. Here's the thing about it is that there is a lot, right? There's 7 seasons,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I looked up the Wikipedia page.
Oh, that's research. That's really appreciated.
Thank you. There's 7 seasons, and that's like a lot of like to bite into. You know what I mean? Like, I'm overwhelmed with like Mad Men, right?
Right.
With six season? The six
seasons, and it's 13 episodes.
Right, and I just watched
per season.
Yeah. Right, I just watched. I even invested like in the first 2 seasons of Mad Men, and then I was just like, I can't. It's just too much.
Too much.
They just keep making it too.
Yeah,
it is hard. I feel like with this generation now, because we're so accustomed to, and I think network TV in general is going to shorter and shorter seasons, just like cable. Now to start a commitment, like if you were to talk to someone who had never seen Lost, and you say you should see Lost, it's so much more of a commitment than even like Breaking Bad total is 53 episodes or something around
yeah.
that, 53, 59 or something. But Gilmore Girls, I mean, because 150, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So
that's insane.
Do you think you might ever watch it again after this?
I would watch. Yeah, I would watch it again
after the classic one night stand or one morning stand.
I enjoyed it. I would watch more of it. What I do with TV shows like that, like House, there's like 10 seasons
House.
Of House, right?
Mm-hmm.
House.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of House. And so you just throw it up in the background. Play some Tetris, do some other work, have the TV going in the background.
Just don't focus on House.
House doesn't deserve your attention.
There's too much of it. There's
listen,
and it's like you watch one season of House and you've seen all of the seasons of House because it's
right.
like, oh, they're sick, we figured it out. Oh, we were wrong, we gave them steroids or what's the other one? Antibiotics. We give them one or the other, and steroids, if it's like a viral infection, makes it worse. Like every episode goes in this
yeah.
direction, where they give them the wrong medication, and it got worse, and then they figure it out at the last minute because of some personal lesson that House learns
it's
in his own life.
Someone yelling at House, and he's like, I got it, idiots, and then just like walks away.
Limps mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I could probably easily write an episode of House.
It's you should, and then you should come on our podcast, The House Homies.
House Homies.
The House Homies.
Coming to a iTunes near you. Sometime after we finish this,
yeah.
whenever
in
that might be.
I'll do the House Homies with you. I've been watching House for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't even, honestly, I'm not sure if I've seen all of House. I might have, and I just keep watching it, and I've like seen the episode before, but I didn't remember that I'd seen it.
Right.
So.
And that lends itself so well to so many different segments and great bits, like, you know, who's in the house, and you talk about the guest stars, or like House Rules, where you like lay down the law.
Full House.
Yeah, where you just talk about another show.
Right.
It's on the House where we give people free house.
Yeah, we give away
give away money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Funny
you guys
money.
Should be stoked for this podcast.
Yeah,
we're actually
our house
let's stop
podcast.
This. Let's cancel this.
Give away
podcast.
Money. Okay, guys, I have like $7.
All right, here we go. Okay, just
I've
kidding.
Gotten a nickel.
But actually, let's get into the episode now. The episode entitled Nope.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh my gosh.
Rory's Dance,
which is the most imaginative title ever for a TV show.
They were just like, what happens
episode.
In this episode? No, just give it.
It was like, yeah. It was like the last thing to have happened. Which, I mean, I wonder, because you hear like people talk about Friends or Seinfeld, the reason they named those like the bet, the contest, the blah, 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 is because they don't want to spend like 20 hours coming up with a super clever title. So there is some merit in that, I guess. But
Maybe we should just take a minute and think of some alternative titles for the episode. Ooh, what else could it have been called?
This episode, Boyfriend Showdown.
Tristan meets his match.
Tristan v. Dean.
Tristan v. Dean.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second. Oh, man.
Cousin of Paris.
Mother Knows Best.
Ooh, yeah.
There we go. It's pretty okay.
Or just Mom's Yelling in the fourth act.
Cold Burrito.
Cold Burrito. Ooh, yeah, that is a central point. That heated up burrito. We'll get to that, but like...
I don't even remember this heated up burrito.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thankfully, I took notes, Demi.
Yeah.
But let's start the discussion the way we
start. I got notes. Got them up here.
You do got notes?
You got mental notes.
Anna just rolled out a scroll about the length of this room that we're in.
It's still bouncing.
Yeah, it's still going. It's still going. It's still going.
Hey, could you... could you catch that? That's great. Thank you. Just hold on to it. Thank you.
Melissa? Is that Melissa McCarthy? Thank you, Melissa. I don't know why you're here.
So that's the other thing, a pleasant surprise. I did not know Melissa McCarthy was in Gilmore Girls.
Right?
I didn't know. And she was
she's,
great.
She's delightful,
yeah,
right?
Effervescent.
Okay, we're going to start.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. We got to start with a little segment called Pop
Goes the Culture.
Pop Goes the Culture, in which we make a little supercut. It's not that super. It's like 49 minutes, seconds long. 49 minutes long. Longer than the episode.
Yeah.
Of every pop culture reference in the episode. Episode 109, Rory's Dance.
You're basing all your dance opinions on one midnight viewing of 16 Candles.
Standing in the back listening to 98 Degrees.
Wow, Mom, look at you. You'd think Ann Taylor was having a sale or something.
I just love Barbara Stanwyck.
He's my gentleman caller. Okay, Blanche.
Meet my mother, Emily Post. You could have gotten Fred McMurray to off Dad if you'd really wanted to.
Do you know that the cell that Vaclav Havel was held in is now a hostel?
Absolutely. And then we should go to Turkey and stay in that place for Midnight Express.
The portable Dorothy Parker.
Have you seen The Outsiders?
So, Pony Boy.
Does Susan Faludi know about this?
You'll be standing on the dance floor listening to Tom Waits.
And my mom threw out our TV when she caught me watching VIP.
Well, I hear Squeaky Frome's up for parole soon.
Become a crazy Oscar Levant kind of celebrity, go on talk shows, heckle Regis.
Get out of my way, Tristan.
Why aren't you clever?
19 references, all of them solid.
All of them rock solid.
Yeah.
How many of them did you guys not know? I counted like three for
I
me.
Had to look up, I think, yeah, three or so.
I'm going to be real with you guys. I don't know any of those references.
Really?
Any of them?
Maybe 16 Candles.
Barbara Stanwyck. Come on.
98 Degrees.
Fred
sorry,
McMurray.
Guys. I'm so sorry.
98 Degrees. How
Tom Waits.
Can we ask you how old you are?
This has been my entire week. No, you can ask me how old I am because this is a theme in my life.
Okay.
I was born in 1993.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, I don't know.
No,
I have so many complicated feelings.
But every single person I know was born in the 80s. And so, but like, think about that. Right, so think about
you
that.
You weren't.
Think about
I
that.
Was not. I was like, born 1 year before you.
But so, really? But, okay, here's the other thing. Okay, so you're my age.
Yep.
And you get most of those references. Okay, cool. Here's the other thing. Don't want to blow your minds here.
Okay.
I was homeschooled. Yeah. So,
Anna.
So, my pop culture references.
Real quick, Anna. I was homeschooled, too.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh
was
God.
It good? Did you enjoy
you
it?
Nerds.
See, I loved being homeschooled. I love being homeschooled. But I do... I blame, like, up until, like, junior high, okay? So, like, when I was 13, maybe. Everything before that, like, I don't... So, from, like, 93 to 2006, I don't get any of those
You
references.
Have no culture whatsoever.
No culture. Like, people, like, some of my friends were like, okay, tell us, like, what, you know, my 30-something friends were like, tell us, what did you watch in high school? Like, what TV shows did you watch in high school? And I was like, Modern Family.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Like senior year of high school, I remember watching like a bunch of Modern Family. Like
my head.
I know.
Yeah. Even I'm like, wait a minute.
I know.
I just turned 25. I feel like an old son of a.
Oh, you're
well,
not
a son
no.
of a. Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
I'll say it. You
no,
son of a.
No, no, no! Don't say it. No.
Son of
no.
Okay. Say that.
Okay, yeah. So that's to say, so one of the hugest parts of the show is all the pop culture references. Yeah, just drink that water right on my one of the biggest parts of the show is all the references. it's such a love language for the show. It's how the characters like interact with each other. So for you, you get none of that at all.
None of it.
Even like 98 Degrees.
There's there's a series of unfortunate events.
Uh-huh.
Those books. Okay.
Yeah.
There's one of the books where he discusses like how to read like a big book. He's like, if you're reading like a new book and you don't understand all the words, right? If you see a word that you don't like, just in your head and you just blank it out and then just keep going. And then you kind of like get enough context clues to figure out what those words are. So just blank it out in your head and just keep going. You know, don't like get hung up on it. So that's how I watch Gilmore Girls.
Right, which is what you definitely have to do on some of those deep cuts. Like Susan Faludi.
Like, I had to Google that.
Susan Faludi is an American humanist, journalist, and author. She won the Pulitzer in 91.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
On a report
Susan
on...
Faludi. I'm going to Susan Faludi for Halloween. You didn't know who that was?
Yeah.
Nice.
Lollapalooty.
A lot of
Lollapalooty.
Yeah, Lollapalooty. Yeah, I'm being like a Coachella Susan Faludi look.
I love it. The other one I did not get, Oscar Levant.
I didn't
be
either.
An Oscar Levant type celebrity, be crazy, go on talk shows. Oscar Levant was an American pianist, composer, author,
was
comedian.
He a celebrity though, if we don't really know who he is.
Yeah, let's not have chronological snobbery here. I mean, he died in 1972.
Yeah,
so I think in his day, in the 40s.
Okay. The thing is, like, if
so
he died that early, who was that reference for? Like,
well, yeah.
Again,
if he wait,
that's
he died.
The constant question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. He died in 1972.
Yeah,
yeah. He was born
how
in 1905.
How old is Regis?
Regis is, well, no, I mean, I
makes
think the idea...
Makes fun of Regis,
oh, this is
what
a good,
she says.
This is a good point. Well, no, she's not saying Levant makes fun of Regis.
She's just
says
saying
be a Levant type and then go on Regis.
Actually, how old is Regis?
Regis is like a million years old. He's
yeah,
like
Regis is at
something.
Least 200 years old.
We're going to Google it right now.
Listen, so...
He wants to be a millionaire.
His teeth are 5 years old.
Yeah, he's 83.
The rest of him is.
He looks really good.
I imagine he replaces them like every calendar year.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, his show just got canceled.
Who, Regis's?
Yeah, he had a show on Fox Sports 1 called Crowd Goes Wild. Crowd Goes Wild! And it got canceled in May.
Kelly should never
Oh, I thought you meant like it literally got canceled today and you're just finding it out.
No, that'd be amazing.
That'd be really
amazing.
I mean, guys,
just in the last
Regis
6 months.
Just texted me a couple sad emojis.
And a couple of dick pics.
Regis is texting me a dick pic. It kind of looks like a worm that's been in the sun.
Ooh, boy. Squeaky Frome.
I got that reference.
It's an American would-be assassin best known for attempting to assassinate Gerald Ford.
Yeah, she
did
worked
not
with
know that at all.
Charles Manson. That's how I know of her. Big Manson fan.
I enjoy the Manson trivia. I would go head to head with you on some Manson discussion sometime.
We'll save it for a Manson cast.
Pod Manson.
Pod Manson?
Sorry, guys. I'm not great at this. Cold Burrito.
Cold Burrito.
The Cold things. Burrito episode.
Hold on. Hold on. Helter Podcast. Okay. All right. Stay with me.
I'm not going to stay with you. I'm going to go. Sorry.
Helter.
Helter Podcast. Nope.
Helter. Melter.
Hold on. One more time.
No, you're
hold
just
on.
Rhyming stuff.
One more time. Roman Podkansky?
Yeah! That's well,
Roman
he's only tangentially related. That's where
guess.
We just discuss general criminals.
I mean, we've talked about child molestation on the show
right.
enough, don't you think?
Too right. much.
Too much. Annie being too much for
yeah,
a
correct.
Podcast about
Gilmore
Girls.
Girls. Right. Any discussion.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the episode. Opening with, sorry, I just felt like a mom who's trying to keep her family together at Thanksgiving dinner. That was a strange moment.
Can we bring this back to what's nice about the holidays?
Now, wait a minute. 1 second.
Yeah.
Charles Manson.
Oh, God. Are we still on? Mansion? Why is that? It's just
What if we record it in a mansion? Do you know anyone with a mansion?
No, I don't. Demi.
We could find one.
We'll find one.
We'll find one.
We'll Airbnb it. What show are we talking about?
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was really enjoying the Manson spec. No, the
we've
Manson
gotten.
Spec.
We'll keep
let's,
this
let's
going,
get back. We'll,
guys.
We'll
we've gotten
back.
A lot of hate mail.
We?
No, I mean we got
getting hate mail right now.
We'll get
now.
Actually to the emails in the next
we're
episode.
Hate mail right now.
But we have gotten some tweets and reviews. One of the critiques being, it is fun how many friends are very free with saying, here's what I don't like about your show, which is actually good.
Kevin,
it's
I love
good.
The show. I love it.
Here's
one
what I don't
thing,
like.
I wish you had less hosts.
And it was just me?
Just one less host?
It's just Kevin tweeting at Gilmore Guys.
No, it's not just Kevin tweeting at Gilmore.
No, it's just you tweeting at Gilmore Guys saying, it's great, but that Kevin should be the only host.
From the account at Pevin Corder.
Pevin Corder. I mean, listen, I don't want to stray too far from my roots.
Right.
Ooh, speaking of roots, Demi, hey.
Oh, no. You got to work on your segues, my man.
Welcome to the Roots Cast.
We still haven't talked.
Is this something like roots, like hair roots?
This is
or
a
roots,
record.
Like, the band.
We're 22 minutes.
Roots
into
like the racially charged drama.
Yeah, the miniseries from the 70s.
No,
you
references.
Don't know. Oh my god.
We could tell her it's anything.
Fun, though.
We could just make up lies. And just
I'm
like,
sure people do.
Which
yeah.
is so
I'm
fun
sure
for an
do.
Actress because like if you get notes from a director and they're like, "Hey, so we want more of a you know Meryl Streep and Kramer versus Kramer," and you can just be like, "No, I don't know that."
All right.
No.
Julia...
What's a Meryl Streep?
Oh no.
Just kidding.
It's a disease when you get streep throat.
Yeah.
LOL.
So we open with
God damn it. Okay.
We open with a Friday night dinner.
Streep throat just makes you like incredibly good at dramatic acting.
Sorry. Just yeah.
Streep though, just you
get
just
the bug
win a bunch
and suddenly
of Oscars.
You cry on command.
Oh.
You slam tables. What about me, Jerry? What about me?
Oh, I don't get that reference.
There's nothing to get. I just made up a sentence that sounded dramatic.
We open with the Friday night dinner.
That is my but that's my entire life. It's like that might be a reference or they're joking.
We open might be with the Friday night dinner.
I'm so I really just want to keep bringing on friends that I know.
How's
we're
the stuffing? Is it okay?
Is that what it opens
so,
with?
No, it's a throwback to Thanksgiving dinner. Mom trying to get everything
oh,
together.
Yes. I'm,
it's called a callback.
I'm still that
comedy
Thanksgiving.
Tactic.
Learn a little something about comedy, Demi.
I don't know any. I'm sorry.
We open with Friday night dinner.
Right.
Lorelai's choker. Can we talk about this for a second? Actually, you know what? I think it's time for the fashion report.
Fashion.
Okay. Lorelai's choker is dumb, and I hate it.
Ooh.
Is there anything you noticed fashion-wise in this show you were just super not into, or that you super liked, Anna?
I really like the chokers. The
All
chokers at the dance, yeah, I liked them.
The chokers at the
I
dance.
I don't want to skip ahead.
Oh, yeah,
the two
no,
girls
no,
with
you
the
can skip
at the dance.
For the fashion report, you can skip
I'm
all
into
around.
The stretchy yeah. choker.
Okay.
Okay, fashion report, you can skip wherever. I really enjoyed... Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's disdain for ties.
Ooh, yeah. Dean doesn't subscribe to that.
You
can't fight. You're wearing a tie. That's great. Fashion.
What a weird line, because people can fight in ties.
Oh yeah, name one. Thought so.
No.
Okay. Fight Club.
Oh, asked and answered. Well, they take the ties off though.
You've seen Fight Club, but you like that was way before 2006.
Yeah, that was 1999, some would say. Or 2000.
Your
yeah, but I've
crumbling.
Also seen... I've seen your story's crumbling. I'm 80, guys.
Oh, apparently.
Regis Philbin's my twin.
I'm her twin!
We saw Fight Club together in theaters.
This podcast has spiraled out of control.
We're not... I think we've talked maybe one
you know
sentence
what? About I'm gonna... This is my fault. I'm gonna go. This has been great, guys.
No, Anna. Anna.
It's not too late for
Don't
me to text
Anna.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you a fun little mnemonic device. My Twitter is on a train. On a train.
Holy shit! I just got that.
Yep. Very subtle. Extremely subtle to the point of irrelevant.
We're not at the plugs yet, so if you want to lay off
you,
your Twitter handle.
Come on.
My Instagram
come
is
on.
At Anna _.
So we open with Friday night dinner.
L-O. I'm Anna _. L-O-R-E.
What are you working on nowadays? I'm just doing this to torture Kevin.
I'm so glad you asked. I've been trying to get this podcast about Charles Manson off the ground.
No way.
No, you
wait.
Have it.
What are you going to call it?
I was thinking, bear with me, here we go.
All right.
Headphone Skelter.
Headphone Skelter. I love it. He's so frustrated.
All right, guys, I tweeted to my followers and I said, ask us questions about Gilmore Girls.
Both Demi and Anna, if that's her real name, are on their phones right now.
Yeah, I keep all my notes about
is that true?
The show.
Yeah, you know what? I think this has been great, but... Friday night dinner. Okay, we open on Friday night dinner.
Yeah, Kevin, stop getting us off track here.
Yeah, Kevin, if you could please just...
We have an hour, all right? We're what?
Why are you special? Oh, this is not a question about Gilmore Girls. Someone asked me.
Why are you special, Ed?
Someone tweeted at both of us, your show and me.
Oh, boy.
And said, why are you specially special in a very spectacular special way? Okay.
That's not a question we can answer.
I can juggle.
That's beyond my pay grade, bro.
I can juggle.
That's it.
I mean, a lot of people faved it. Whatever. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's happening.
So Lorelai really pushes Rory out of her comfort zone.
That's true, she does.
Which I feel like my mom had to do with me a lot too, growing up.
I think it's a good thing that she did, because I think this was a very special episode for her and Dean. Like, it's the first time that I'm seeing Dean. Well, it's not true. I saw in the episode where they have a date at her house.
Yeah.
That was the first time
I liked Dean.
The accident.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I liked Dean. And then this one, I'm like, actually rooting for him, probably because I hate Tristan so much.
Totally.
I still want to push Chad Michael Murray in the fucking dirt. I hate him.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
his
all
name.
Do.
Cinderella Man. Right?
Cinderella
Girl. Cinderella Story?
Yeah.
He's in that. There we go. Cinderella Man's Russell Crowe.
Cinderella.
I don't want to be anything other than
a Cinderella Man, baby.
And I'm Chad.
All right. Hey, we fulfilled that one fan
Chad,
who wanted
Michael
us to
Murray,
sing more.
Michael Murray.
I feel like in general, Rory is so
Murray.
Weak and passive in this episode. She has to be handheld to do anything, basically.
Rory? Yeah.
Yes.
No,
she's
what
the
about
little
when
one.
She's in. I know. What about when she was in line, though? In Chad Michael Murray is coming at her, and she shuts him down.
She shuts him down, but
I love
she says
that part.
No,
I love that she keeps shutting him down, and I will be so upset if she ever gives in to him.
Have you not seen all of it?
No.
I'm have you seen
it
all
first
of it?
Time.
I am a super fan. Maybe we should say that at the beginning of the show. Yeah, I'm super into the show. I watched it since I was growing up.
We should make
Jimmy's
it like
watching
our,
it for the first time.
Okay.
We should make it like our tagline. It's like, I'm a super fan, and I know nothing about it.
How are we going to do?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, what a holocaust.
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't get that.
I can't either. It had to take someone pointing it out to me and being like, oh, that's not
that's
really.
That's literally our first big laugh on our first episode is
Wait,
me saying
I have
the holocaust.
I have a good one. What if we call this Ann Mike?
Oh.
What?
She's talking about her microphone.
And Mike.
This has been great. Thank you, guys.
And Frank. This podcast is a ticking time bomb.
By the way, when Rory first asks Dean to the dance, he says no. Like a dick.
He's playing hard to get.
No, that's a typical high school boy thing to be like, no, I'm not really into dances.
I love dances. Maybe I'm not a typical high school boy.
Yeah, I like dances too.
We say like maybe we're not typical high school boys while doing a podcast about Gilmore Girls, but no, we weren't. And that's why I find I think that's one of the keys is like if you just go out and dance, even if you're not good at it,
it's therapeutic. Everyone likes dancing. Feels good to dance.
Yeah.
I do like that he says no at first, and then he gives in for her.
Yeah.
You know, it shows we like him. Mm-hmm. That makes us like him.
I guess so. I would have preferred say yes at first.
Yeah, that he was just from the beginning.
That's
so
right.
Here's my thing. I haven't seen any other Gilmore Girls at all. Ever.
How did you not get lost just having not seen any of this? It wasn't that dark?
Into the mic, Danny.
How
did you not get lost when you...
Was it hard for you to figure it out? Sorry. Oh, okay, continue.
I might have to declare a no-bit zone in a little bit.
One of the jokes that we do on Frankenstein's set is
We haven't gotten to the plug.
Everyone starts with a bit. We go, I'm sorry, we don't have a bit scheduled for 3:10. You're going to have to put that on the schedule. Please come back and try that again later.
Which is a great bit.
Wow. It's a meta bit.
It's a meta bit.
Meta bit.
I wasn't lost. You know, I did have a few questions, but not like, you know, burning questions.
Right. What are your questions?
Listen, it's not
them.
Like there's like a it's not like it's a murder mystery.
Here's my central question for you as a new viewer. Do you like Emily Gilmore or do you hate her?
The grandma.
Yes.
The
one who's dressing like she was about to go on safari.
The Ann Taylor sale.
You traded my Baccarat crystal candlesticks for a monkey lamp?
Let me see if I myself can do a better impression of that right now.
You traded my lovely gift for a semi-pornographic leering monkey lamp?
You traded my lovely gift
I think mine
for
was better.
Semi-pornographic. Say, play it again.
You traded
you
my lovely gift for a semi
Semi-pornographic monkey?
Leering monkey lamp?
Semi-pornographic leering. You traded my lovely gift for a semi-pornographic leering monkey lamp?
Aced it.
Yeah.
That was okay. That was like a six.
You got all the words.
I got all the words. Words were there. It's not the first time I've heard that. You said the words.
Hey, congrats.
Auditioning. Life of an actress, baby.
Speaking of acting, what are you up to nowadays?
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad that you asked. I'm trying to get this podcast about House off the ground.
No.
You're not trying to do that.
Hey, she's trying to do it, and you're trying to stop her, and I'm going to go with her.
Just let me live my life.
So we open Act 2 with the scene in Chilton.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I want to first comment on how Edward Herman is not in this episode because he is off in Prague. That's just how it, like...
For the insurance business. Yeah. I know, there's constant... We should keep a running tally of, like...
Where he's going.
Where Richard Gilmore goes for insurance.
Is that Grandpa or...
That's
sorry.
The Grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Papa Gilmore.
Like Emily, by the way. I don't like you.
No.
Do you like Emily Gilmore?
I will say, in this episode, she's particularly
awful. I hated her at the
At the end, sure, but man, all the build up to it was like heartbreakingly sweet. I thought butter on toast. No,
or banana on
toast.
That's disgusting.
But she was trying.
Okay, so here's,
I know.
And
I,
her. Go ahead.
Well. So, this little sidebar, yes. I didn't hear the part about what she said she put on the toast. So, the whole scene, I'm like staring at the toast trying to figure out what the fuck is on it. And until you just said banana just now, I was like, is it applesauce? Like, what?
I think it's banana. And then she eats and she's like, oh
but
my
I just
God,
missed
it's
it.
Disgusting.
I just missed that she said that at all.
It's like, no matter what she put on there, like, just looking at it is like, that's the most disgusting food you would make for
a
sick
is
person.
It eggs in a basket? What's happening?
Yeah. Eggs on bread.
Eggs on bread.
But the one moment that I think makes her so lovable is when. She gets the burrito for Lorelai.
Yeah.
Lorelai's like, oh, I'll just eat it cold. She's like, oh, okay. After offering to heat it up.
Right.
And she's like, you know what? Heat it up. She's like, all right.
But
and
it would be better hot. Yeah.
It would be better. I mean, Lorelai's weird. She doesn't really care. But the fact that she would go out of her way to like make her mother feel needed by her.
Right.
And this is the only instance, this little trivia fact. We're not going to do the trivia theme song. Sorry. But this is the only episode in which she... No, Demi.
La, 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 la.
Trivia. This is the only episode in which Lorelai calls Emily Mommy.
Thank you, Mommy.
It's really sweet. Which makes the fourth act all the more devastating.
Yeah. Fourth act?
Yeah. It's like there's the teaser, act one, act two, act three, act four. And when it just all the shit hits the fan after Dean and Rory fall asleep on a beanbag in Miss Patty's studio.
Yeah.
What a weird way to like, it would be difficult to do, right?
Yeah.
No, two tired high schoolers dancing and fighting.
On a beanbag.
Right. And then they cuddle up on a beanbag and it's their first little cuddle.
I've
it's the first time they get to cuddle.
This isn't
nice
too personal. I've never cuddled on a beanbag. So
you've never cuddled on a beanbag?
Don't act like it's a thing.
See me after
Come
the show.
Come on.
For what?
I'm going to cuddle you on a beanbag.
Okay.
Kevin,
sign
me
up.
After the show. I got a beanbag with your name on it, buddy.
Yeah.
What was your
Come
favorite line
Papa.
Of the show? Did you have a favorite line of the show?
I think I did. I probably wrote... I had a few favorite lines.
Let's
My
do them.
Favorite line was a long line from Rory when Chad Michael Mudface... fucking
Chad Michael Mudface.
Okay. I hate him.
It sounds like a racial slur.
Oh,
ironic.
Not well. He's white, so
yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. No,
he can take it. Oh, are we not recording? I'm just kidding.
I was like, for a second, I was like, oh my god, we've just been yelling about nothing.
I was like, I feel bad that I just met Kevin and I'm gonna have to kill him now.
Because there's no way we could recreate the magic that preceded me saying that,
Charles. Podcast? Wait, what was it?
House.
Charles Mansion?
You're just saying Charles Podcast?
People don't even know what
it's
Charles...
It's just a name and a thing.
Yeah. But listen to this. If I call it... Listen to this. Okay, hear me out. If I call it Charles Podcast, it could be about all Charleses.
Guys,
just, I just... charge.
Guys, I just got it. Manson on the mic.
Kind of. It's okay.
Not
oh, come on.
Sorry, you made a hands
water.
Up like it was such an alley-oop.
Yeah, I did.
It's all right.
You guys should have seen it. I did the little swish free throw symbol, and then I leaned back Free throw.
What's your favorite line,
Damon? My favorite line is after Chad Michael Murray says, you know, the guy's supposed to buy the ticket. And Rory goes, well, what can I say? I like him cheap. Sloppy, too. Bald spot. Beer gut. And you know those pants that kind of slip down in the back, giving you that nice plumber shot that sends me through the roof?
I love it.
I love it so much. Good. It's so funny. She, like, goes on this, like, she gives, like, a speech to him just about how much she doesn't want to be with him,
mm-hmm.
and it's great.
Did it bug you, Anna, or did you like it, how hyper-articulate everyone in the show was?
I enjoyed it. I like that. I like that kind of banter. Yeah. One of my favorite, all-time favorite shows, Pushing Daisies.
Yes.
R.I.P. PD.
Similar. R.I.P. PD. Which is funny that you say that, because R.I.P.D., a clear ripoff of Dead Like Me, another Brian Fuller show.
Totally.
Very true.
The facts with these. Around. Who am I?
The facts with these.
The facts with these.
Hold on.
Are you dead, Monk?
No, Jim Dale. No.
Jim Dale.
Who also narrates the Harry Potter books on tape, and it's fantastic.
Tie in.
Listen to the Harry Potter books on tape.
They're so good. Are you kidding me?
They are really good.
I used to have the Harry Potter book on tape. I like books on tape because I can play video games while I listen to them.
You just like to not focus on one thing.
Is that true?
I'm surprised.
I don't believe it.
Listen, let me pitch you about this podcast I'm trying to put together.
Tell me. I'm sold. I'll kickstart it no matter what the reward.
It's Pushing Daisies, okay? I'm going to call it Podcast Daisies, okay?
I mean, you're going to say the Pushing Podcast.
Pushing Podcast.
Pushing,
I'm going to call it the Pothole.
Ooh.
That'd be good.
Mind. That's actually good.
Sounds a little dirty, but perfect. I'll take it.
People will be like, yeah, it's hosted by a woman, too. It's going to be sexy. Oh, what's this show she's talking about? Okay.
And then I'm going to do the whole podcast in this voice.
A 900 number operator?
In episode 2, Chuck returns.
Oh, and then they make
welcome to the Pothole. The 900.
What was your favorite line, Kevin?
I think it was the monkey lamp.
Diga español, marca español.
Oh, my
gosh.
Either that or when Emily's on the couch, and this is the only time she says this too, she says,
you did a lovely job.
Thank you.
With Rory and the dress.
Thank you.
That is
that was touching.
There's no machination or manipulation behind it. It's just like this pure moment of communication and affection between a mother and her daughter.
Those moments are the ones that I love the most from Emily, but then she just ruins it, and I just get
so
frustrated.
Does she have a lot of those? I was curious because I was like, do I just happen to watch the one episode where the nagging mother congratulates her irresponsible daughter on her daughter?
Yeah, you kind of actually did. Well, I mean, because
I was like, is that like a thing?
Their relationship is way more contentious than it appeared to be in this show.
Wait, more contentious than it was in this one?
Yeah, I mean, they don't yell at each other every episode.
But they're like clearly not each other's biggest fans.
Then I need to watch more because why do you like her? Why do you like her?
Because she's a boss. I mean, you've watched Arrested Development, right?
Yeah.
She's Lucille.
She is a more realistic, more grounded, more whole version of Lucille Bluth, I would say.
Yeah.
Does anyone else think that Bluth sounds like if you took Bluetooth and made it to one word?
Yeah, we all think that, Anna. Anyway.
Yeah, obviously, Anna.
Listen, Bluetooth. If I wanted to be condescended to, I would have called my mom.
Topical.
Hey. My mom's not condescending, though. I probably condescend to her.
Anna's mom, if you're listening,
we love you. Come on the podcast. Sure.
Should we call her right now?
Please.
Yes. No.
No.
We'll save it. Maybe we'll save that for a bonus episode.
Oh my God. Yeah. Bonus episode.
Maybe
we talk to
this
Anna's
will be
mom.
A bonus episode.
It's going to be like a 4-hour episode. People will be like, you didn't talk about the show at all? I don't know what episode it is.
Why did you never call anymore?
I'm a Jewish grandmother.
Can we talk about how so bummer Paris's whole situation is at the dance?
God.
Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about how sweet she is in that scene with Tristan where she's like,
yeah,
okay, so what's your blah, blah, blah. And that's the first scene you see of her in the show.
This is the first time she's ever been introduced?
No, this is the first scene in this episode. That
just
you see
before
of her.
The 2 tickets, please. So, idiot.
Yeah.
I was going to see if we like her? I was curious.
I mean, as of right now, she's kind of just a bully to
Does she become a friend?
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so here's my other question about the relationship arc here. Okay, uh-huh. Because they've made Dean her boyfriend in episode 9. Her, you know, boyfriend, not boyfriend, mm-hmm. boyfriend.
In oh, yeah, they have a DTR, and he's so... Actually, he really pissed me off.
Wait, I'm sorry, a DTR?
I just said that like it's a thing everyone knows.
Yeah.
DTR is a talk where you define the relationship.
Oh, boy.
We've all had them, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
but
so what are we?
Yeah,
I think
2 weeks
that's the
in.
Formalized term.
2 weeks in.
Is it 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Is that what it is for you?
I go off the bat. I go to a girl in the bar. What are we?
Hey, what are we?
He's like, I don't know your name. Hey, I'm Demi. Okay, can you leave? You got it. And then the end of that DTR
check
is...
Check and mate.
Restraining order.
Yeah. I'm Demi, and I just would really like to know, where is this going?
Where's this going?
I want to have my expectations in the right place.
Before I buy you a drink, I gotta know, what are we? Can I make it Facebook official?
But he
Do
was...
you have Facebook?
He was so passive, though. He was just like, I guess we're boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
what's the line?
Like,
he was like,
I don't
do you want to be? She's like, yeah, then we are.
Yeah.
I'm sensing that you don't love Dean.
I don't love Dean.
You don't?
I like him, okay. I like that he respects Lorelai.
Yeah.
And he cares about her opinion. But...
I'm sorry, Rory. They're the same name.
About her
mom. Her mother.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. So here's my other question.
He respects Rory as well.
Boyfriend already, right?
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to have the lead character have a boyfriend for... The
of
rest of seven
not.
Seasons. So
I don't know, guys.
I'm
no.
interested.
Do they?
No.
They just
You've already told me to look out for their future boyfriends.
Well, yeah.
A great, just happy, solid relationship for seven seasons.
That would be lovely.
That would be so great. It would be refreshing.
He just pops
Boring,
in
though.
The window. There's like,
only,
hey, how you doing?
There's only right. one relationship on this show that is like that. I won't say which one, though.
Is it Emily and Ed or Richard?
No.
Wait, there's only one relationship?
There's only one relationship that's completely stable throughout the run of the show.
What?
Yeah.
Has it already started? Have we seen
we'll
it?
We'll get to that later.
It's the...
I think I might know what it is.
Do you?
It's Rory and Patty.
Yeah.
It's Rory. You got it. It's Rory and Miss Patty.
You read my fan fiction.
It's
finally. Someone
it
did.
I've been shopping it around town. It's what? Is it Charles Manson and my new podcast,
God.
Charles Man...
Demi, tell me about that. That sounds really interesting. Tell me a little more about that.
All right. It's called Man on Mansion. Manson.
Mono E. Manson.
Mono E. Manson. Oh, my God.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, unlike anything I've ever talked about on the air, I actually stand by Squarespace. I actually do because I've used it for everything I've made. Literally, GilmoreGuysShow.com, the very website for this very podcast, was made using Squarespace. How beautiful is that? KevinTPorter.com, I made that using Squarespace. My old bake shop website, that was made using Squarespace. Because you can do it all with Squarespace. You can sell content on your website. So exclusive stuff behind a paywall. You can sell memberships, courses, or sell files your customers can download like PDFs, music, or eBooks. You can do that with Squarespace. You can do analytics with Squarespace. So you can figure out who's visiting your website and why. And figure out how to get traffic and where's it coming from. You can also have people do flexible payments on Squarespace. Make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accepts credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. How nice is that? You can also do email campaigns, so there's constant outreach for your stuff and people know where to find you. So I'm going to let you know where to find Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now let's talk about your social battery. Maybe right now it's bursting at the seams with energy. Maybe it's a little drained. Maybe you're one of those people like my friend with their phone battery that keeps it 2% all the time, even when they stay home all day. And they definitely could charge up if they wanted to, but they don't. Well, regardless of where it is, it's important to understand why it is the way it is. Why is the battery low when it gets low? Is it because you're feeling less social? Is it because you're feeling sad? Is it because of emotions you've yet to identify? Or maybe just boundaries you haven't set for yourself yet? Either way, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, maybe you don't. Maybe you need a little more alone time. Well, either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. This is so important because I've been in therapy for 10 plus years, for some would say, technically, 11 years this month, and it's helped me so much understand where I get my energy from, how I use my energy, how to better use my energy, and how to maintain things in a way that's sustainable and healthy and good. And that's to do, of course, with boundaries, but also just understanding who I am and what I want. And I couldn't have done so much of that work without therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GilmoreGuys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GilmoreGuys.
It's so sad at the dance.
Yes, it is.
When Paris has to take her cousin to the dance.
See, it's not that much of a bummer until she gets defensive about it out loud.
Right. So that was another... the first reason that line irked me, maybe because it was so long.
Which one?
The one where she was like, go ahead, just tell everyone that I brought my cousin to the dance.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a sitcom convention, I thought.
Yeah. It was, but if it was shorter, or if it had more of a build, but she was loud from the top, like, what are you going to tell everyone that I couldn't get a date and my mom had to ask my cousin? If you know,
it's like, hey guys, have you heard about, oh, who said that?
Haven't you heard?
Exactly.
Man. But speaking of Paris and Tristan, as we were before, it's so weird. Like, the Tristan was so nice in that moment and not really creepy to Paris, and then it didn't go anywhere, and I was so bummed for Paris.
Wait, which part?
When she's selling him tickets to the
dance. Oh, yeah, of course.
I was like, I don't know, I was just, I wish something had happened between those two people that I hate currently.
Right. Well, that's the other thing is, do we care about them eventually? It seems like they're putting a lot of stock.
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
I'm sure we care about Paris, but I don't care about Tristan.
Don't be cute with me, Kevin. Do we like them or not?
Yeah.
Yes, you care about half of them.
Which half?
The bottom half.
Or the okay, great.
And some guys like the top half. But we...
I found they have mother issues.
Top halfers?
Top halfers.
Top halfers have mother issues. Yeah.
UTH, buddy? You got some mommy issues?
No, I love my mom. Okay. I have daddy issues.
Okay. Oh,
I hope he doesn't listen.
That's a big BH.
UTH?
Me?
UTH, bro?
UTH, bro? Hey, listen, I'm a TH, just want a DTR. How do we...
Hope you don't have AIDS.
What's up? THINFP? DTR talk?
DTR. It's not DTR talk, it's just ADTR.
All right, a DTR? Not on this PC podcast.
GG, the Holocast.
No! No!
I can't believe
it. I will veto this every episode.
I can't believe it. I mean, we got an iTunes review commending us on Holocaust jokes.
This is
which
terrible.
There's only been one, truthfully.
A big one.
But wait till I get my gas chambers material going. It'll be great.
The girl that plays Chad Michael Murray's eventual date to the dance.
I wish you had just left it at the girl that plays Chad Michael Murray.
All right.
The lesbian... girl in the man suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
The girl who plays Chad Michael Murray.
Man suit. Man son. Hey.
Shit.
I'm only doing this to bug him. So the girl that plays Chad Michael Murray and Chad Michael Murray's date.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Kate Mara? Didn't that look a lot like Kate Mara?
No.
I don't even remember.
I mean, it looked a little bit like Kate Mara.
She was like, you want to dance? Do you want to get something to eat? You want to go make out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me confirm it, though, because I've been known to be wrong about some things.
That would be crazy if that was a Kate Mara. She looked too old to be Kate Mara.
I think so, too.
Anyway.
So that's why I don't think it was her.
What else happened in this episode? Oh, we got to talk about the fight.
The fight.
Because I'll kill you,
yeah,
was the big line that climaxed.
I was like, I thought that would be a bigger thing when he said that. I was like, oh, is this a sign of Dean's anger issues?
Mm-hmm. But it's not really.
No, yeah.
It's just like...
I liked Dean so much in that moment, mostly because of how much I hated Tristan and wished he would have, like...
Agreed. Yeah, that was a great moment for Dean. Hot.
Very hot.
Real hot.
Hot, hot.
Who do you find more attractive?
Dean, 100%.
100% Dean. Yeah.
Even with the...
But is this the guy from Supernatural?
Right? Yes, it is.
Yes.
It?
Yeah,
who has a brother on the show named Dean, so it's confusing.
It is.
Yeah. Tricky.
It's tricky.
Tricky, you even tricky, like, tricky. It's tricky to rock around to.
Rock around. Oh, you cut off as soon as I started?
Run DMC podcast.
Run DMPC.
Run DMcast.
Ooh. Pod on the Run. People think it's about the song Band on the Run, but it's actually about Run DMC. Pod this way!
So anyway.
The Peter Piper did podcast and Pit Rop Rhymes. Ronky Dope fell down. I don't know the rest of the words.
He says, get out of my way, Drizdan, which is...
Peter Piper podcast. Sorry. Okay. Drizdan, it's a nasal spray.
I didn't know that.
I didn't look either.
It up.
I was like, that's not a very good
pun.
Because
he said, oh, very clever.
I was like, what?
How? Yeah. Why is it very clever?
I don't think it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, we listened to the 49 seconds of pop culture in this episode,
pop
right?
Pop culture.
So... Not all of them can be winners, okay? Not all the writers can't make every reference clever.
Most of them were not.
I mean, I don't even know if it's clever. It's almost like, and especially before Google was a thing, because this is like in 2000. This aired in like December of 2000. How would you even?
You just gotta know. If you don't know, you gotta be your streets behind.
You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. Oh, so that was, you know what? I want to dedicate that sing-along moment right now.
To who?
To a fan that asked us to sing.
Ah.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot more singing on this episode.
There has.
This is for @_snark_attack.
Snark attack.
She, I assume it's a she. It might be a he.
Yeah, don't get sexist.
He and or she. Request more musical moments. And so, there you go, Snark Attack. That was just for you.
That was all for you.
So now I'm trying to come up with a clever name for a podcast about Peter Piper, the children's rhyme.
Why? Why are we on Peter Piper?
Pickled Pepper Podcast.
My name was almost Peter Porter.
Peter Porter. That would have been great. You would have been a superhero.
That would have been some mommy issues.
Peter Porter's like the off-brand Spider-Man. It's Beetleman!
It's Roach Boy.
Who do we think is more, by the time...
It's not happening at all. Sorry, continue.
By the time we get to the fourth act, and the shits hit the fan...
The shits.
The shits and the giggles have hit the fan.
Shit fan.
Shit fan. And Dean and Rory fell asleep and were woken up by a bunch of old ladies you never see again and Miss Patty.
Tittering.
They were tittering.
They were. It was 5 a.m. and they're like, let's do yoga.
5 a.m. on a freezing winter morning, which, sidebar, Rory runs home barefoot in. Did anyone else see that?
That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she took her shoes off. Because she can't do it on heels.
Yeah, but snow barefoot, there's no way she would have gotten home.
Hey, it's cold on the Warner Brothers lot.
True. Anyway. and then when Emily wakes up, Lorelai, wake up, blah, 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 blah. And both of them freak out. I think it's the most panicked and sad that you've ever seen either of them.
Yeah.
I think Emily is freaked out of her mind, and then she starts taking it out on Lorelai, and she just becomes this object of all of her wrath. And she starts projecting this thing. Because up until now, like, Rory's been golden child. Rory can do no wrong. Lorelai's the problem. And all of a sudden, Emily's saying, like, she's going to get pregnant. She's going to blah, blah, blah. She's going to ruin her life, just like you ruined your life.
Huge bummer. I was so upset at that moment. Because, like, I want to like Emily. And she just said, like, the meanest possible thing for something that wasn't her fault.
But I get it, too. Like, obviously, it was totally wrong and it was awful of her.
Here Kevin comes with Emily's side.
But I got to defend it. Because I think for her, she That's, again, it's just a communication issue. It all comes from deep care. But for her, like, it was just a panic in the moment and just who can I blame and where can I direct all this emotion and rage and sadness. I remember not this time as much. I got choked up this time, but when I watched it last year for the first time in a while, I like straight up cried during the scene. It was really upsetting and I didn't even understand why. It was a weird
it's
night.
Super upsetting. It was late night because of Lorelai, because she, like, her acting is at a 10 in this level. Like,
yeah,
she's just so sad as she's running through the house and then she just turns and is like, leave, you have to leave, and it's, yeah, like, oh no,
get out.
Their relationship is so, it can't recover from that.
Yeah, it was so good and then it just totally went downhill the next morning. I don't know. I thought that, I see what you're saying about Emily was looking for a place to direct her fear,
mm-hmm,
that Rory was missing, but it felt like cruelty. I mean, it bordered on.
Yeah.
It was totally.
It was harsh. It was really harsh.
It was too harsh, for sure. And she was in the wrong. And then Rory having to come home and hear it. That's,
yeah,
the worst.
So let's talk about that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, like, jump ahead at all, but, like, when Rory comes home and hears the wonderful things her mother says about her, and, mm-hmm, then when her mom turns on a dime,
yeah,
for her.
Yeah. Which totally felt totally legit and, like, super resonant. Like,
yeah,
yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh, you're fine, all right, the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's, you know, her mother's concerns are echoing in her head. You're gonna be pregnant. Also, totally progressive that she's like, you're going on birth control.
Yeah.
I love that moment where she's not like, no sex. She's just like, you're going on birth control.
Oh, you know, that's funny because I didn't read it like that. I read it as like, oh man, she's fearing things about Rory the way Emily did, and this is the first time Lorelai is projecting. So Emily did hit a nerve in Lorelai,
yeah,
and that's why she was like, get the F out.
Well, I mean, that's where, yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's motivated from, but I'm just, yeah, saying in general for the 2000s.
It is, yeah, nice to be like, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, abstinence. Yeah, yeah, it would,
that
is.
Because
I feel like Emily definitely would have been like, no sex, you're grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the fact that Lorelai is like, we know abstinence doesn't work. Do I want to go on a political rage right now?
Do it.
Let's talk about
Listen,
how we all
public
lost our virginities.
Schools at an In-N-Out.
Is that true?
No.
Public schools at an In-N-Out?
No. I asked
virginities.
How we lost our virginities, and she said, at an In-N-Out. And I was going to try to make a Clockwork Orange reference.
I'm a virgin.
When Rory says to her mom, I'm sorry, at the end, it's like the most pathetic, sad, just kicked in the head,
yeah,
like a
crushing
little deer. Oh, it's so crushing.
Nothing happened. Do you have any idea what it's like to wake up with my mother here and find out that you never came home?
So all this is about Grandma being here?
No, it's about the feeling of complete terror when your kid isn't in her bed in the morning.
I'm sorry.
And then it's about a whole different kind of terror when you find out that she spent the night with some guy.
I didn't spend the night with him. We fell asleep.
You are going on the pill.
What?
You're not getting pregnant.
I'm not sleeping with Dean.
Damn it!
What happened to all that stuff you said to Grandma? What happened to trusting me? Where did all that go?
Well, I think it's back on Patty's yoga mats.
But then she says, I didn't do anything and you know it. And I know she's talking about sex, but then she did violate curfew and she did stay out late. And so her indignation is misplaced. I feel like if I were in the position, I would just like take it, be quiet and go to my room.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm not a 16-year-old girl. And I never will be at this point.
So I was, and I totally feel her in that moment when it's like, I've done nothing wrong. Like,
yeah,
I have a good track record. Why am I a good kid if all of my goodness isn't going to lead up into you trusting me now?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why? I'm a good kid, and you should know that. You're my mom. You know that. You know, it's like, I totally understand her, like, why don't you believe me when I say this? The frustration there.
You know what I noticed, too? This is kind of a stray observation. But on Breaking Bad, did you watch Breaking Bad?
I watched the whole first season.
Okay.
What?
And then I stopped. I was like, this is very serious.
Well, it's a kind of just a cancer drama bummer
in the first season. Yeah, the first season's
then
just
it gets
like,
fun.
There's cancer.
Then there's murder.
And then it gets a little silly.
Well, even the episode where they're like disposing of the bodies, I was like, I don't think I like
that. Yeah, it's
this.
A lot. It's a lot of that. It becomes less Coen Brothers-y as it goes on. But one of my favorite things about Bryan Cranston's acting style doing Walter White, and most characters, it looks like, after seeing Godzilla and stuff, is he does this thing that I think someone on the internet called it teeth face.
I was just going to say, it's the one where he talks like this.
Yeah, it's just,
we
you
can
see,
all do it.
Stay out of my
you
territory.
You see the bottom row of the teeth, mm-hmm, hardcore, like, just
got to show off that dental work.
I am the one who knocks. I felt like Emily did the exact same thing this episode. When she was yelling at Lorelai, yeah, we can play the video back, but it's very, you're ruining her life, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, you can totally see.
She's going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Jesse, I am the one who gets pregnant.
You're going on birth control.
Jesse's going on birth. Good, I like this.
Yeah.
You guys also do great impressions. Like, I can do like 1,000 characters, zero impressions.
You can't do any?
I have no impressions.
So if you do a character,
I can like kind of do Kermit the Frog.
Do it.
Oh, this is going to be
hard
for everyone.
It's a safe space.
No, I'm kidding.
Is this the vine? Make it the vine.
Oh my God, this is going to be, yeah.
Jesse, right. I am the one who knocks. That's it. Jesse?
Oh no.
Jesse.
Oh no.
Jesse, I am the one who knocks.
Who's that?
Is that Noel Gallagher from Oasis?
No, that was Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, it was.
Jesse, I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah, see.
Jesse.
No,
you're not. That was Melissa McCartney from The Sidelines.
I'm the one who knocks.
Melissa, work on it.
Okay.
No, you have a point.
I didn't drive, I walked.
What?
That's a line from the show, from this episode.
Oh,
you're not driving home. You sprayed yourself in the eye with hairspray.
I didn't drive, I walked.
Oh, that was some fantastic. We didn't talk about that. Amazing physical comedy work from Melissa McCarthy in that moment when she.
And I got it. And I've totally done it. It's like you have to check the nozzle. Yeah.
Do you like seeing her in like a more sweet role?
No.
No, really? Okay.
Because
we're in love with her.
Yeah. Really? No, I'm in love with Melissa McCarthy in general, but I don't think the role is particularly amazing.
Okay.
I feel like she's like, I think it literally feels like they like wrote a script and then they were like, oh shit, it's really serious. What if we have Melissa McCarthy bring some tacos in?
Okay. Yes.
It's like they had to like put joke. They forced
it's
jokes.
It's very
in there.
Perfunctory in this episode, I will say. Like it's just she comes
it's like
by,
she
brings
comes
the
in,
tacos.
I got some burritos in case we need them, and then she sprays herself in the face with hairspray. Ah! And then
she's got a bunch of pills in her bag.
Yeah, exactly.
I was worried about her in the moment. I was like, oh, is this gonna come back? Does she have a pill thing? I was very. Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh dude.
No.
Oh, it gets bad.
She's a drug.
Jackson's her supplier.
Of course
right?
she is.
Makes sense.
I'm expecting like a Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell thing. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
This podcast has devolved so much.
How long is it so far?
Listen, I like to think that we're giving Gilmore fans and everyone else a little something, right?
Yeah. I think we're giving everyone else a little something. Gilmore fans are being
There's a little bit here for everyone.
You haven't even talked about Dean's hair in this episode.
It's bad.
It's still bad.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Movingon.org.
There's a very nice moment when they're walking away from the dance and Big Stars 13 plays, and it's when they have the talk about whether or not like their boyfriend and girlfriend.
They have the coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very nice moment. I liked it.
It's the DTR moment. There is the other nice musical moment. I'm glad you brought that up. The other nice musical moment I like, because I think, like we were talking about, I think the Neil drops are super weird in the show for the most part. They're just not well integrated. Is Massey Starr's Fade Into You at the dance? I thought it was very, very good.
What the music they use in the show is so, like, I think between the music and the references, this is clearly like a show that was at the time made for people who were like, I want to say 25, 30 then.
I think so.
Yeah.
But dumb girls like it too. Sorry.
It's
also our listenership.
Yeah. Those stupid fucking women love this shit.
No, but I'm saying like I can watch it with friends of mine who don't know.
Right.
Anything about cop culture.
Cop culture.
About cop culture. Anna being one of them.
Cop culture.
And it's still enjoyable, right?
I went on a ride along.
You did?
I know a lot about cop culture.
Oh, cop.
Kevin's face when you said, I went on a ride along, was just like, oh, where's this going?
Do you have a favorite look of the episode? Favorite look that someone gives another one?
Oh,
another one being another
person. There's a very sad look when the fight breaks out. And Rory is like being, I don't know, she's like being, I don't know if she's being escorted or just like Dean is grabbing her or something, but she gives this really sad look back at Tristan, just like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
And from there, you know, like Tristan's fucked up any chance he had with Mary, which is what he calls Rory for the entire like series. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Entire series.
But That look and the look that Lorelai has when she's walking around the house being worried that Rory's gone.
Yeah, that very was a emotional. Damn good one.
Yeah.
I liked the sexy eyes that Slut Girl was giving Dean. That was one of my favorite parts when she's getting all like super flirty with him.
Oh yeah,
when
yeah.
She says, "You want to go make out?" Oh no, Madeline.
One of the
How
three
tall
Louise.
Are you? Yeah. Everyone in my family is really tall. Is that what is that?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a thing.
You should join my family.
How big's your dick, Dean?
I'm
taller when you're lying down.
Ooh. My favorite look would probably be when Emily brushes Lorelai's hair away as she falls asleep.
You really love the Emily Lorelai moment.
I do.
It's a sweet one.
It's the heart of the show. I'm getting some top halfer vibes.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a THer all the way, man.
You are so a TH. I don't even see halves.
You just see people.
I just see whole people.
You just see souls.
What can I say?
I literally only see half people. It's terrible.
What's the first thing you're attracted to when you see a girl?
How do we... Oh, we did this already. Eyes.
It is eyes?
It is eyes.
Okay.
It's weird. If a girl has blue eyes, like, I'm immediately almost head over heels for her. It's almost like...
Anna, what color are your eyes?
My eyes are green.
Oh. Ugh.
I know. And they're also, as we discussed...
Demi just vomited on himself.
Swollen with corneal abrasion right now.
Nice. Yeah. I'm back in.
I'm all in. I would say face, too. I mean, not eyes, but face, because it's the glue.
I like a good pair of interesting eyes, too. I am a good pair of interesting eyes. Thank you. This has been great,
Not
guys.
One.
I'm going to go.
Just some good
controversial eyes.
I see
opinion.
Three or one.
I have a type so much to the point that one time I went to a cafe like 2 weeks in a row with different guys. And my friend that works at the cafe was like, "So who's this guy you've been seeing?" And
two different
like,
guys?
Two different guys. She was like, "Who's this guy you've been seeing?" And I was like, "I don't know. There's what do you mean?" And she was like, "The one you've been here the past couple weeks." So I was like, "Oh no, that was two men, two separate men that look the same."
Is Alexis Bledel a good actress in your estimation?
I'm really enjoying her. What I think about Alexis Bledel is her, and this is something that is great for film actors or TV actors in this case, is that she's maybe not like bringing like the drama necessarily, especially because of the way it's written. You know, she's not bringing like the interesting casual
right.
naturalism that comes with some acting.
Mm-hmm.
But her face and the way she talks and moves and like just looking at her face is just pleasing. It's just nice. It's just fun to watch her face
she's
move.
Very
and talk.
Pleasing to look at.
She's very
another controversial opinion. She's very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Of course.
And I think that's like one of the things that we like from characters and actors is that we're just like, some people, it's just fun to watch their face. Like some mm-hmm. people are amazing theater actors and they just look weird on film. You right. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's great on film.
I feel like in the last few episodes we've watched, she's really been nailing the comedy bits. Like the stuff with the spiel she gives
mm-hmm,
Tristan.
The plumber's butt kind of.
Yeah. Like, because she has a good way. I know Kate Spencer called it like a kind of a mumblecore thing.
Yeah.
Even though this is pre-mumblecore, but she does kind of throw everything away. I think it's just kind of like, and it's not mumbling per se, but it is a definite style. I don't think she's emulating anyone.
It's not really pronounced or theatery. She's not like...
No, it's extremely understated.
Yeah.
It's almost, I would say, one note in a good way. Like, it's like
especially for this character.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the tragedy of TV shows is like, they're up, like, you know, the casting director nails it. And this person is amazing for this character. And then they're either trapped in that same, doing a variation on that same character for the rest of their career, or they never escape it, you know?
Well, and I think that's one of the things about good casting is that there are roles for people. Like, there's roles for certain people, and mm-hmm. there are thousands of people and thousands of kinds of roles. So if you fit that role, you're going to play it over and over and over again, you
mm-hmm.
know, because that's just what you look like. That's
right.
just, there's less room to branch out in film theater, you know, like I've been an old lady before, you know what I mean? Like, or I could be this
well,
character.
You are 80, you know? As you
yes.
revealed earlier.
Yeah, yeah, 83.
No, you're, hoping. What are you, 11, 21? Are you 21?
Was 11 a real guess? You're like, just average out some numbers.
What are you?
My math's not off. Listen.
2014 minus 1993, carry the one.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great episode so far.
I love this episode.
Great app.
This has been amazing.
We nailed it. We did it. Let's go around the horn. And
Welcome
like we always
horn.
End every discussion, let's give our rating of the episode.
Ooh. What do you think?
I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5 portable Dorothy Parkers.
Portable Dorothy Parker?
That's the book she had. Damn it. Did you even see the episode?
Damn it,
no, I didn't.
God damn
it. I read the Spark Notes, y'all, and I just assumed what people look like.
They have Spark Notes on Gilmore Girls? Who wrote that? You guys?
Of course they are.
I think we're writing it right now.
Yeah. And the Spark Notes are longer than the episode.
Historians are going to transcribe this.
I was like, this podcast is longer than the episode. This
easily.
Is not Spark Notes.
We're an hour 13 in. It's all right.
Or an hour 11. You said we're in hour 13. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I have to
we're
go to work.
In hour 13. We've been here for 13 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, time flies when you're discussing Gilmore.
Demi, what do you think your rating is?
4 out of 5 beanbags.
4 out of 5 beanbags.
Yeah. I thought it was a good episode. Mm-hmm. I thought it was better than usual, but I also thought that some of the things that should have been... Like, the Emily Lorelai stuff didn't hit for me until... Like, I didn't see any of the sweet moments. I just saw the terrible stuff.
Yeah. Because to me, that was what made it so heartbreaking, is because they spent the whole episode building it up and up and up and up in such reconciliation. Almost like, well, definitely unprecedented in the show, but you almost don't see that good again ever. And it's just like so sweet. And they're just watching movies on the couch and making each other laugh and stuff. And
I wish it had been
just obliterated.
I wish it had been more like the moment when Emily and Richard have dinner with Rory, where they're eating the frozen pizza, and it's kind of like they're being brought down to earth by just enjoying this thing that everyone has all the time. But I don't know. It was more. It didn't feel as if she were coming down or anything. It just felt like she was trying to prove herself as being, like, needed, even though Lorelai would have felt better without her being... I don't know.
That's interesting. So it seemed like another manipulation, just in a different direction.
Yeah. Because the only reason she was initially there was because she wanted to see Rory. Oh, and I hated that moment when she... I got so mad at this. When she was like, a gentleman will walk to the door. You will wait for him to come to the door after she honks. I got so mad. I was like,
really?
She's going to drive off and forget, and I'm going to be mad at both Dean and Emily.
Can I be truthful? I actually like that.
I hated
it. Of course you did.
No, well, no.
Emily's number
I'm
one
such
fan.
An Emily apologist.
No, listen. This is why that... was not okay, because Rory had already discussed it with Dean. He said, just honk and I'll come out. Like, that's how they wanted to do it. And Lorelai was cool with it. Everyone was cool with it. If he was just doing that, like, if he was doing that without the discussion having been had,
she is not
then that
fried
would be
chicken.
A Tristan move. You know what I mean? But,
sure.
Meh, meh. But, like, also I thought maybe
come on,
sound effects guy is a little too much honking. It got from, like, the deal made into that Tristan-y territory where it was like, meh.
Yeah, classic Tristan.
Tristan's such a man.
I was drilled into like that what is it, etiquette when I was a kid. Like, don't honk for a girl when you go to a house. Like, you gotta.
Oh, my first boyfriend honked all the time.
Now we all just text, right? We don't even do either. So
right, that's true.
Which again, I love.
I'm here.
This is a show before texting.
5 minutes away.
Interesting.
OTW.
Yeah, because I thought about that when she was like. When she like had to run home to her mom, I was like, "Why don't you just text her?" Like,
I was like,
you know?
"Can you at least call her?"
Yeah, just call her right now.
But
yeah.
Like, someone else called her.
Yeah, Patty from the studio.
Yeah, why didn't
calls.
She just be? Oh, can I borrow your phone, Patty? I want to call
because she
mom.
Probably freaked out and ran before.
Yeah,
Patty could be like,
to, yeah,
"Sugar,
to get
have
out
the phone."
It's not
or not Sugar.
Rory of her to not be prepared.
Yeah, Anna, what do you give this episode? You got to make up a rating system.
I had one and then I lost it. Oh, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 Paris's cousins.
Oh, what's his name? Jacob?
Yeah. He was.
It is Jacob, right?
I think. No, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a creep.
It's hard.
Yeah,
he
that
was.
He hit on
that
Rory.
That he hit on her. That was really
poor
creepy.
Poor Paris. I love her so much.
Yeah.
I love all the women that you're not supposed
to
love.
I think
yet.
You love all the terrible.
She's so mean, but like it comes from a place of sadness.
Because, truly, because the real Paris is the way she is with Tristan.
Yeah.
And then everything else is a facade.
Yeah.
What she is with Tristan is not a facade. Like just
but
the
like
sweetness
her facade
of, like,
is
hey,
such a terrible facade.
It's a terrible,
yeah, it's
terrible.
Not great. It's not great. She has a lot of growing up to do. And she will in future episodes.
I hope so.
It's hard for me to rate this just as a sidebar because nothing,
you have nothing to compare
nothing
it to.
Yeah. It's like being
but just
like,
as an enjoyable experience.
Which was
it.
The best?
Of the two.
Which was the best her?
Which was the best her?
I think the her with Joaquin Phoenix was the best her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to give mm-hmm. that one...
3 out of 5 hers?
I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 letters.
You guys are crazy. I'm giving that movie 5 out of 5 weird sex scenes with a phone.
Did you? Yeah, that was weird. Kristen Wiig. R.I.P. Don Pardo.
Musical comes up a guest. Lot.
We love Don Pardo.
Don, we love you. Rest in peace.
Yeah, no don't jokes. Come on the show.
Don't come on the show. Just hang out in heaven. Actually, truthfully, I preferred the prequel to her.
What's the prequel to her?
Ben.
What?
Ben-Hur. It's a joke.
Oh, God.
Anna was so upset.
It's a
both
joke.
Of us. For you for not getting it and
leave
me for
the jokes
it.
To this side of the room. All right? Speaking of jokes, pothole. When are we going to start that
oh
podcast?
My gosh. Just to give you guys a visual...
I will do it whenever you want.
To give you guys a visual idea that the listeners
that's
out
what
at
she
home...
Said.
No,
the
I
Office
mean, maybe,
podcast.
Maybe she's that's no.
The
that
Office
show call, sucks.
Podcast.
I hate that
we'll call it the
Thunder Mifflin.
Thunder.
No, that, what does that have to do with
Demi
Thunder
and Anna Mifflin. Are on one side of the room, and I'm on the other side of the room. So
and it's
it
a
is
physical
a symbolic representation.
Of.
Yeah,
it's the id and the ego over there.
Oof. So
the Beat Farm Pod.
The Dundies. Dundee cast.
Dundee cast. Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. You're not invited, Mr. No.
Can I be a guest?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
jokes are funnier the longer you take to set them up.
I think so.
The podcast Strangler.
The Scranton cast.
They're not even. You guys are just replacing words with podcasts.
Yeah.
How did
we don't even have to do that. That's true. This one's just called
Scrant Pod, Pennsylvania.
Scrant Pod. Pod Scrant.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That's a good one. It wouldn't have to be about just the show. Even
listen. The podcast Strangler is going to be our office slash Manson.
Well, we got to go. Anna, what would you like to plug before
Anna,
we,
what are you working on for real this time?
For real this time.
My Twitter, Anna Train.
Did I call you Anna?
Both of you did.
Oh, shit.
Did I? Seriously? Why did I switch?
I think we've been switching. Have we been switching throughout?
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm really sorry. Is that offensive?
Anna or Anna? Yeah, because if you're calling me Anna, the
no,
because
I've been in
not the
head,
whole time.
I've been saying
you said Anna when I came in.
When I'm mad at you, I say Anna.
Now, Annabelle.
Anna.
Annabelle.
I'm really sorry. Is that offensive?
No. Okay. No.
Don't
because
say her
any,
name?
Because it's incorrectly. It's spelled like Anna, and so there's a lot of that's
confusion.
That's not entirely on you.
Okay.
You know?
How would you spell it like Anna?
Technically, it only has one N, I think, traditionally.
Does it?
I don't know.
For Anna?
A-N-A, from Spanish and Russian
mm-hmm.
roots. That's how you spell it, A-N-A.
Roots.
He just pointed at me when he said roots, by the way. So what else you got?
Twitter at Anna_train. Mm-hmm. Instagram at Anna_Lori. I'm working on Frankenstein MD is just finishing up. We're gonna have a big finale.
What is Frankenstein MD? Tell us about this.
Frankenstein MD is a updated vlog style, gender bent retelling of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Mm,
so I get to play Dr. Frankenstein. It's
fine.
On youtube.com/PBS Digital Studios.
Mm-hmm.
It's PBS web series, their first scripted
that
series.
That means big money.
That's rad.
Cha-ching.
Cha-cha-cha-ching.
I was just in a Dungeons & Dragons web series that's coming out in the next month, I think, called Natural 20. I get to play what is the equivalent of a 17-year-old boy, and I'm really excited about it.
Nice.
Take your time.
Yeah.
We got all the time in the world.
I just started
still 309.
A new podcast with Demi.
No,
right?
No, you didn't.
It's called...
Don't say it.
The Writings on the Podcast Wall.
Is that about the one OK Go song?
That could be That could really be about anything.
Right.
Yeah. Cool plugs. Thank you, Anna.
If I may plug something. On the wall.
Yes.
It feels like forever since
who knows the words to that song?
I literally listened to that on the way over here.
Oh, well then. Good name for a podcast.
Bravo.
Speaking of which, if I would like to plug something really quick, it's the other podcast that we started.
Tonight. What's that?
It's about Charles Manson. Yeah, you can, man. Believe in yourself.
It's about Charles Manson.
No.
And it's
let us
called,
say what it's called.
It's called the Podcast Manson Ranch Family.
Slam dunk. Slam dunk, guys.
It's called the Manson Family Cast. Also known as Man
Here's
and
the
Woman
thing.
On Man's Son.
It's called...
The Manson shit is so integrated into the show at this point that I can't edit it out.
That was the goal.
No.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode. God. This is going to be the equivalent of that one episode of The Office that was supposed to be a spinoff for the other show.
Oh yeah, the one with Metal Ditch was in it. Yeah.
Yes, and this is now the first episode of the Manson cast.
Oh God.
So yeah. Thanks for coming, guys.
We call this a backdoor pilot. Oh, bro.
In the biz, that's what it's called.
Coming in through the back door. Oops, sorry.
Yucky.
As far as what we want to plug. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Gilmore Guys Show.
I already did it.
To support the show. Thank you, Anna. Tweet at us. We want to get some Q&As going at some point. Today was a failure, but hopefully in the future we'll get some Q&As going. If you want to write us in, if you have longer stuff to talk about or critiques, questions, comments, dick pics, whatever, you can send it to GilmoreGuysShow@gmail.com.
Oh, I hope we get some dick pics.
And then the end of, especially from old Regis Philbin, Reach Phil.
I'm taking a photo of my genitals.
It's dried sun worm.
Ah,
like a worm laying in the sun.
Dried like a raisin in the sun. Hey.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff.
Our individual Twitters are at Kevin T. Porter for me. And at Electro Lemon, which I never knew the origin of. Why is it called that?
I made it up in sixth grade, and I've used that name for everything.
Oh,
since.
My
That's awesome.
God.
That's so
what?
Cool.
That's amazing.
Also,
And now you're a household name. Incredible. Do you want to know what my sixth grade invention
yes.
was?
What?
Artsy Camel 54.
Ooh, you're Artsy Camel 54?
I love your vines.
I fucking love your MySpace posts.
Listen, you always had the most solid aim away message.
You seriously did.
So tight.
The first tweets, truly. They were the proto tweets.
Oh, actually, even before my old Twitter handle, Roosterfish.
Roosterfish.
54.
Mm.
Sounds like a production company name.
Rooster Teeth.
My Chinese zodiac is Rooster and I'm a Pisces, so it's like a blending of both of my metaphysical worlds.
Ah, yes.
If you want to support the show, you can leave us a review on iTunes.
If you want to support the show, ignore this episode. Just go straight to 110 and accept our apologies.
Oh, we're so sorry.
Listen, I'm going to take the blame. I was the captain of the sinking ship.
No.
And I had so much fun.
I was the captain of the sinking ship.
I have
and
had
you,
so much fun.
You were the iceberg.
Really?
I'm the guy that jumps off the ship and hits the propeller.
Yeah, you're the guy that doesn't give a shit about the ship.
Until it starts treading water.
But for real, leave
Jimmy's
us a review on iTunes.
Too drunk to know he's drowning. Just still dancing in his room, drinking.
Leave us a review on iTunes, 5 stars, preferably.
Don't
you know
tell
what?
Them what to, please be honest with your
it's
reviews.
It's like Umami Burger when they're like, put it in the green or the red or the yellow.
Be honest, but you can say the meanest stuff ever. Just make it 5 stars.
This is the shittiest podcast I've ever heard. Five stars.
I'm giving it 5 stars for how fucking amazingly awful it was.
In fact, I would say here's what I'm going to promise and pledge right now. Anyone who gives us a 5-star review in between the day that we're actually recording this on October the 19th. So this is going to come out way after that. But anyone who gives us a 5-star rating from the day that this episode drops, which is going to be in like a week and a half from now, to our next recording date, I will. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a rap about their name. So whatever your name is, I'm going to incorporate it into a rap and
Can
do it on the show.
Can we both do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
You you, whoever leaves the 5-star review, will be the first recipient of the free money we're giving away in our house podcast, It's on the House.
Free money!
It's on the house.
Free money!
It's what? Not lupus, it's cash.
I hate to cut it short.
Do you really?
I hate to, you know, you gotta leave them wanting more. Yeah. And they're just clamoring for more right now.
Lupus so, cast.
Should we end the show the way we always end the show, Demi?
Let's. Anna, how familiar are you with the theme song that you heard one time?
Good answer. Here we go.
Drop
oh,
that
shit. Wasn't on. Sorry. That's on me.
We are now experiencing technical difficulties.
Anna, how familiar are you with the theme song?
Trying to think of a cooler and better word for not at all.
Here we go.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, you got
take it,
to
Anna.
Sing along.
Call my name and I'll Lawless. Be there on the next train
choo-choo.
Where you leave.
Come on, Anna.
I will follow.
Yeah.
Anywhere that you tell me. If you need me to be with you, I will follow.
Oh,
oh, ow!
Oh. Solo, Anna.
Oh.
Oh, she's in pain. She's being attacked.
That was Melissa McCartney.
Charles Manson has made his way into the studio.
Oh, no. Get down. The ghost of Charles Manson is
follow.
Here.
He's not dead.
Where you leave. Wait, he's not?
He's no. not dead, no.
Oh, I'm
we just ruined the end of this with the discussion
was,
about Charles
he
Manson.
He was just up for parole recently.
Yeah. I have to put all the Charles Manson stuff
you
in.
You can't cut it out.
Goodbye forever.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Anna.
Manson cast coming
thank
soon.
You for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's the iceberg. Hashtag iceberg.
Goodbye, iceberg. Hashtag
get
iceberg.
Get it trending. How many times have we said goodbye now?
12.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios. The opposite of Willkommen. Oh, we stopped recording?
Did we talk about the episode?